I'm going to call a spade a spade. Dicks. If you're a man, you're a man. If you're a woman, you're a woman. And that's the end of it for me.
All right.
So did you watch Star Trek?
Yeah, I did. I have notes too.
I have notes also.
Really? You took notes too?
Oh yeah.
Sweet. Really?
Every minute.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
I didn't hate it, but it's going weird.
No, I had a lot of weird stuff. Well, you want to transition into the actual podcast material now?
La 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 theme song.
Da, 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 da. Nobody asked for this.
Well, this is not even at all what we're on par with this time. We're just talking about Star Trek. Nobody did ask for the reboot.
Well, this is a reboot, dude.
It is a reboot, and...
Are you kidding me? This is the perfect... And nobody asked for this!
A show where we tackle reboots and rehashes and retcons.
Yes, indeed. You may have heard our pilot episode last week of Star Trek, whatever the fuck... STD?
It is unfortunately titled abbreviated STD.
Who didn't think of that one?
Who put that one on the board? Who went, Star Trek colon D? No, that's STD.
Guys, it won't be a problem. No one's ever abbreviated these before.
I'm just going to go disc. I'm going to just abbreviate disc. There's no way getting around it. It's STD.
It's pretty much STD. Like, unless they did that on purpose.
Who fucking thought of that?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
But yeah, we watched the first three episodes last week.
Yes.
And some good, some bad.
Yes.
Fascinating all the way through.
Correct.
But
I was very much enraptured the whole time.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, it's still good. I'm still enjoying it.
Exactly.
Even after the fourth episode.
But I'm still like... on the fence of, I'm still having a hard time saying, is this Star Trek or is this a new Trek, like an official new Trek?
Dude, your main character's name's Michael. I'm not. It's a woman.
Oh, fuck. Here it's, we go.
All right, listen, let's
go.
Dig into it, pal.
We're going back.
I'm not okay with it. All right. It was a good episode. It was.
Well, I got notes. Like, to recap, I
made legit notes on this. I mean, first of all,
I have minute marks, like, and everything. Hold on.
Oh, you have minute marks.
Oh, yeah,
wow,
legit.
You went nuts. I just jotted down things that I was like, what is going on here? I mean, the first thing they do is they give her a uniform.
Yeah.
Scene one.
I like that. That was cool, the synthesis where you started. That was interesting. The replicator? What does the replicator? It's or a form of replicator.
Why do they have a replicator?
I don't know.
TOS didn't have a replicator.
No, they didn't.
This is before TOS.
I know.
Why do they have a replicator?
It's got to be an alternate timeline.
I'm
just trying to take it as a
separate... The only explanation at this point is an alternate timeline.
It has to be.
It is.
Here's canon. They've broken through it five times already with like cardinal things.
And I'm assuming this is another alternate timeline that isn't the movie's alternate timeline because shit's different from
it's
that.
It's different from
also,
the Kelvinverse. Absolutely.
So... I don't know where this fits in. I mean, I'm enjoying it, but at the same time, I'm just kind of like, did you guys just kind of wing it?
I'm okay with that.
Just wing it on this one?
I don't, like, I love Star Trek, and I hold all the series near and dear to my heart. Well, almost all of them. There's a couple exceptions. But to take this as a separate new one, like as just a clean slate, if we were to just say this is the new Star Trek, the old Star Trek is still there, but this is new Trek, new timeline, new everything. Just happens to have Starfleet and some familiar designs, some familiar things. And let's go from there. What about that? Can you accept that?
I don't know if I can.
The way it's going, though. It has to. Unless they really, really want to weave it into.
That's effectively what a reboot is, I guess. I mean, we're rebooting this again. This is the second reboot of Star Trek.
Sure.
It doesn't exist in the same timeline as TOS, TNG, DS9, and Voyager.
Yep, and it doesn't exist
and all
in
the movies.
Kelvin, in the new stuff.
What the fuck is Kelvin?
The Kelvin timeline is the new movies.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
No.
Kelvin timeline, when somebody says Kelvin timeline, they're talking about... Because I think that was the ship that Kirk's father was on that got blown up at the beginning of the first...
I just called them the dumb new movies.
The Abrams movies.
Yeah, there you go. The Abrams
movies. Kelvin.
The crappy ones.
Kelvin timeline.
Because
the divergence was the USS Kelvin blew up.
Right.
Where Captain Kirk by the Romulans that came back through the time portal with Spock.
Right, and that made Kirk even more rebellious than he already was as a kid. Like never Kirk was this well behaved, like young child, but his dad passed away, so he didn't have like a strong male figure in his life.
That's exactly
so
what it is.
He became a rebel.
Yeah.
Like, so the original Kirk was just like a super nerd.
Yeah.
He like stayed at home and read books and just chilled out.
He was the Boy Scout.
He was very well rounded and didn't take
father figure
crazy risks and fly off the handle. And all right.
Yeah.
It sounds like a little horseshit to me, but if we're going to reboot it again.
You were willing to accept that?
I really wasn't.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
never mind.
I'm not thrilled with that one either.
Okay. No, I wasn't.
And plus, at least we had an explanation for that one.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they'll give us one for this one, and I hope they do, but right now, my problem is it feels a little shoehorned in. Like, this could be anything. They could have just, like, it could be Battlestar Galactica.
Uh-huh.
It could be, you know, any other sci-fi, but what they've done is they've just, like, slapped Star Trek
yep.
on it.
And they've slapped Starfleet on the name of their ships. And
exactly.
Insignias
this could be
and...
a war between any two groups.
Absolutely.
But they were like, we'll make these guys Federation,
completely
and those guys
agree.
Will be Klingons. And we'll just write a narrative around that.
I completely agree.
I mean, does slapping Star Trek on it make it Star Trek? Just putting a Tribble in the captain's office make this a Star Trek
don't
series?
Started on that, even.
Oh, that's a whole other thing. But
yeah. But no, and does it? I don't know.
I don't know either. That's the Are problem. They... I mean, I'm watching it because it's Star Trek. I'll tell you right now, if it wasn't Star Trek, I wouldn't even
right.
care.
Yeah, no, agreed.
So
we wouldn't be dissecting it, would we?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we would just be like, oh, this is, hear that.
So it's already
did
done
you hear
its
about
job.
That sci-fi show, Discovery?
Yeah.
Not Star Trek. Check out the new Star Trek.
I'm just going to call it that from now on in protest.
I'm okay with that.
Just going to call it. I'm gonna change the acronym to, I'm just going to call it D.
All right. The D.
Yeah, you get the D this weekend?
Yo, I got the D right before I came over. I haven't got notes.
Some good D.
Some good D.
I'll tell you what. So, yeah.
No better.
Replicators are a thing, apparently.
Well,
we're doing that.
The computer said synthesized.
Yeah, what is synthesizing?
Apparently it's different than replicating.
This is the episode where she gets the telescope, right?
Uh-huh.
Right, okay. I want to talk about the telescope.
Okay.
All right. I mean, we can talk about it later, but I've got some things to say about the telescope.
Yeah, I've got notes on that too.
I found that wholly upsetting.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. But first of all, what do you think about the captain?
I don't know yet. And I like that.
I don't know what his name is.
Lorca.
Yeah, something stupid.
I think it's LORKA or CA.
What is that?
Lorca.
Is it German?
I don't know.
What's that supposed to be?
Well, the Zhenzhou's captain had a French name and she was Chinese. What do you want?
Well, no, that's fine. I don't even know what Lorca is. My point is, I don't know what that where that comes from. What's a Lorca?
I don't know.
It seems like a
maybe it's
name.
An off-world name from one of the new colonies.
Oh, maybe his grandmother banged a Vulcan or something.
Hey, yeah, that'd be cool.
Okay. It's a family name.
Yeah,
I gotcha.
I'll take it.
That makes sense.
It's interesting.
All right.
But yeah, Lorca. Lorca's like...
He's kind of a douche.
Yeah, he's kind of a douche, but I like it.
Yeah.
It's Jason Isaacs, though. He's such a strong actor.
Yes.
He's so good.
Yes, he is.
Like, he's... If you just take him...
Kind of surprised that they got him.
Right? He's a big pull. Big pull for this. Like, he's a presence, and he's like... The way he... You're not sure his motives except to win the war, and... Well, let's start with the notes. So, in the cold open, we got what? I forget exactly what happens, but I'm enjoying Doug Jones, the first officer, Saru.
Oh, yes.
He's getting better and better each episode. He's able to emote so much through that makeup. Isn't it phenomenal?
Yeah, I like the threat tendrils.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. At first, I was like, gimmicky.
You don't like it.
What?
I can tell by your voice. You don't
even
like
first,
it.
No, at first, I didn't like it.
Right.
But they're weaving it in pretty well. I like it. Like the thing they did later in the episode where she... introduced him to the
he's a professional prey
basically
is a thing which is weird
which is a weird thing
yeah but I like that they built something around that
mm-hmm.
you know it was an interesting idea
and he
to
wasn't
throw
just
in.
A throwaway like
yeah,
he's
yeah.
there to stay and he's kicking butt mm-hmm. I think he's excellent
and so is we still see her other not friend but person from that ship
that got fucked up in the face
yeah the fucked up face chick
yeah she's on like the helm yeah mm-hmm.
But we haven't had anything
much
about what is pretty clearly a robot on the bridge.
Yeah, what's
up with that?
Have you
seen this in a number of shots?
What is up with that?
Yeah, he's definitely robot-y,
straight
right?
up a robot.
He looks like a robot.
I had another note, alien big head on the bridge. There was this alien with this huge head on the bridge, too.
I remember that
like,
one.
Huge, like, three eyes, tentacles. I was like, that's new. So that was another note I had. Alien big head on the bridge, question mark?
I didn't catch that one.
Yeah, it was a quick cutaway, but it was, like, in that first opening where they were doing the simulation thing.
Yeah, how long did it take you to figure out that simulation was a simulation?
But as the doors open.
All of 1 second.
All because the camera wasn't shaking.
It's like, ooh, the suspense. Also, like, why wasn't there a red alert throughout the ship, and why was the first officer just showing up, like, halfway through?
Yeah, who do they think they were fooling with that one?
Yeah, I thought, I was like, this is bullshit.
Yeah, clearly, like, they're clearly in a simulation.
And why did the captain feel like he needed to be such a dick afterwards?
Because of their nature of their mission.
Ah.
Which we're still learning about, sort of, but, I'm starting to get a picture of it.
Your bridge crew doesn't handle a red alert simulation well. That's kind of your fault.
Yeah, no, I
agree.
How about
some accountability, Captain Larkin?
To be honest,
Captain Larkin
wasn't on the bridge too much. Like, this was, like, the first or maybe only time we've seen him on the bridge in the first 4 hours. Think about it. He wasn't even in the first 2 hours.
Yeah,
third
that's
hour,
true.
We saw
his office. He's just always sitting around looking sketchy.
Let's let him take the captain's chair a couple more times. We'll see how it is.
All right.
I did like the standing commanding later in the episode where he was doing the like not yet, and he had like kind of like the kind of minority report with hands going. I like that. I thought that was a cool touch. Not really a captain's chair, more of a captain's stand, like captain's. What's the word I'm looking for? Platform. You know what I'm trying to say.
I mean, I thought platform.
Deus almost. Like,
yeah. Okay. Soapbox. He's got a box.
Sure.
He stands on to command.
But I like that, where he was kind of commanding the battle like through the kind of holographic. That was pretty sweet.
Can we talk about that battle for a second? Because
the battle, the fake battle.
The battle.
Oh, later? Sure.
I mean, I'm jumping around, but
okay.
I don't understand what they fired at those Klingon ships.
It just looked like they ejected some bombs.
Yeah, right?
They just looked like they dropped some trash. I thought they were going to do something different. I thought they were going to come in and warp out the colony.
I thought they were going to come in and warp out
and
all the ships or something.
Bubble out the colony.
Also, they like didn't even come back to check.
No, they just like blew up a bunch of Klingon ships. They're like, Sleo.
Yeah, they're like, we got it.
Sleo.
like that whole colony is like devastated, and they're like,
and they come out, they're like, oh, we're okay.
Are we still getting attacked?
You're
are we good? Is it?
What if that was just attack wing one?
Also, we need help still.
Well, they did say
there's stuff on fire.
They did say that like there were ships on their way, but you were the only ones who could affect things right now with your drive.
Okay, well, good. Hopefully, no one dies while those other ships get there.
Right? They kind of,
because I got to warp out of here.
Well,
after
not even
I drop warp, these nondescript
even,
bombs,
they're not even warping.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. Fucking spore jump.
Spore jump.
Whatever.
Spore jump.
Fucking weird ass shit.
It's getting weirder.
Don't worry, because it's controlled by a monster.
Yeah, what's the, yeah. My note on that is, I guess this is how we get dolphin navigators, question mark?
Yeah.
Later on?
It's exactly what it is. They're like, oh, so we'll just hook this guy up, and we'll be like, hey, buddy, can you take us?
And of course, it hurts the creature, and it's so it doesn't make it a viable means of transportation.
Obviously.
Of course it does.
It would have been too easy. Also, how does that fucking creature know? Like, that whole communication process kind of eluded me. We're like, how do they communicate to the creature where they want to go?
Just looked like
how does
they
the creature communicate?
Nipples, and they were like, oh, it knows the galaxy. Let's go.
Yeah, it was very odd.
It was weird.
The whole thing was a little...
It was weird. I didn't get that.
Yeah.
But I didn't mind it.
I mean, I did.
Okay.
The whole spore drive thing is just a little...
Flimsy,
and also they seem to be really focused on it.
They are.
This is
going to
make this makes this ship different. So I feel like it's going to come up a lot. And I mean, they just figured out how to use it.
Yeah.
And I guess I like the fact that it's not really deadly. It's not really a carnivorous like. Creature,
yeah,
like they misinterpreted it. Like, so, that's classic Star Trek.
So, let's see. My notes went, where'd it go? So, when the tactical officer comes in and she's like being such a bitch about it, I was like, tactical officer is kind of missing the point. And then 20 minutes later, never mind about tactical officer.
No, she was a bitch. But
I should have known she was going to get offed by this third episode. Like, the way she was written, even in the episode before this, I was like, She didn't even give it really a name.
I think my note on that was something like, has she never seen an episode of Star Trek?
Right?
Like,
let me just knock down this force field and come at it with weapons.
Oh, do things go wrong for tactical officers?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Hey, let us call our friend Tashi Yar. Oh, right? Whoops-a.
Or anyone who wore a red shirt ever. Like, I'm going to open this door because this alien doesn't have shit on me.
Such a bitch to everybody. Like, she was written so one-dimensionally, I should have seen that it was... Yeah. She was not...
Wasn't she a pretty popular actress, I thought? I thought she'd been in some other stuff, like TV shows, not like she was like a big movie star or anything.
I've never seen her before.
Really? Oh, well, then you would know. So she doesn't exist as far as I'm
concerned.
I like
the Doctor, by the way.
Which they have now.
They intro'd the Doctor in this episode.
Yep, which I don't like his outfit, because why are you dressed in all white? First of all, that's...
All of the medical staff was.
Well, yeah, that's kind of my point.
I know, there's no blue.
Well, yeah, and also the white is the worst color for a doctor to be dressed in. Like, you're that's gonna become a mess. Why we do it now, I don't know. We should have figured it out by 2150, and it gets counter to everyone else's uniform. Everyone else has a uniform that's pretty much the same and has a little. I did notice, by the way, they have the different symbols on their badges. Mm-hmm. It's the first time I noticed that. I don't know if that's new or what. But they have like the old school symbols for like command and the sciences and engineering.
Yep.
So I was like, why don't you just have that? Instead, they gave you a whole doctor-y outfit. All right. I guess McCoy had short sleeves.
Yeah, they had doctor's outfits.
Not really, though. They had like surgical gear.
Yeah, okay.
That now and then Beverly would put on. But not even Dr. McCoy. Dr. McCoy just like, he was like, I got short sleeves so I can do surgery. Just... Whatever.
Civil War.
I don't even wash my hands.
Beer, bite down on this. Well, intro to the Doctor. If nothing else, I liked the character. What brief we did see of him, I hope he comes back.
Yeah, I'm reserving judgment on the character.
He's
a very famous
Broadway actor. So,
oh, is he?
So is the engineer. The engineer was from Rent.
Oh, I recognize the engineer.
Yes, he's from Rent. He's good. Anthony Rapp. He's a good actor.
Anthony Rapp.
And I want to say the Doctor was, I don't know if he was in Rent, but they're both Broadway actors.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's
good. Never.
I'll tell you what, I like the engineer more in this this episode. We're talking about the engineer whose jump drive is talking about, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I liked him more in this episode. I feel like he was just less of a general douche and more of a principal douche.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was like.
By the way, one of my notes, Captain, not above hardcore emotional manipulation with that where he was playing the broadcast of the distress call to the whole ship.
Oh yeah,
just
yeah.
to get the engineer to not be a dick.
Yeah,
that was messed up.
Well, the whole thing is a little messed up.
I mean,
man.
The captain is.
It's like a science ship that they're just like, no, we're not doing so.
My note,
anymore.
I do have a note, and I think this was just a completely separate note, is that I said, Black Ops in Starfleet? This is not my Starfleet, but I like it. I was specifically referencing Lorca's war room there, too. Like his room with all his, with the tardigrade thing and everything, and all the weapons.
Can I talk for a second about the, can I ask you a question, rather, about the, the opening theme?
I don't hate it.
I don't love it.
It's no Enterprise, motherfucker.
Well, no, it's definitely not that.
It's no Enterprise.
But...
It's not catchy.
I like the beginning, and I like the end.
I like the end that's a send-up.
It's an homage, and in the beginning, it's almost...
Yeah, you hear the ding,
ding.
Yeah, exactly.
Ding. But then it goes weird. It's like, ding.
It's not bad.
Dang.
I don't think it's bad.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, and that whole bit.
It's just not memorable.
The whole middle part where it's just like a steady cadence of bump, 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 bump.
Yeah, it's not
and
very...
It's like, the visuals are cool.
Yeah, like it's a cool, credits. Yeah,
but like the music is good at the beginning, good at the end. The whole middle is just...
bland.
Yeah, very bland. Forgettable.
Yes.
I actually had to write down, dun, 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 because I was like, I'm going to forget... Yeah. What this
how
is.
It even goes, because I watched it 3 hours ago and I don't even remember the song.
Yeah, it's it's lame.
Yeah, oh, it's totally lame.
And there's it's like, whereas it used to be done like with like a like an orchestra and like a trumpet or
even Voyager's theme, like
as much as
like I'm not a big fan of Voyager, that theme is still like
like you get this grand like even the original, which like if you take out the
like the lyrics,
the it's still pretty grandiose. And
it is.
Like, this was just like it was like one sad French horn.
Yeah.
I was like, womp, 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 womp. I was like, But it's, I mean, there have been worse Star Trek.
There have been worse Star Trek themes. Let's put it. It's not as blood boiling as fucking Enterprise. Let's say that.
Well, no, but what possibly could be?
It's been a long road.
I like the drum version where they add the guitar version where they add like the Latin guitar to the background.
Of Enterprise.
Yeah, where it's like
third season.
It's been a long haul. Yeah, yeah. Ding 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 ding. It's like
they enhanced it.
You guys really spiced it up.
They spiced up DS9 too. Season 3 or 4.
Christine always said that, and I never bought it.
It's hard for me to hear, but like I've rewatched DS9 enough to notice it 100%.
I did not notice it for the longest time, but they do. They change it. It's more subtle.
It's very a more subtle
change than the Spanish guitar.
Yeah,
but
they had to do something with that. But back to Discovery.
Discovery. What's with Klingons eating their dead?
So I wrote that as well. And I said, Klingons eating their dead, eating their enemies. Love it, but taking Klingon culture back millennia.
Yeah,
they did. It's lore that they definitely did that.
I didn't remember that.
No, they've done it. But they talk about ancient. They talk about Kalis and his wife eating the heart of their enemies.
Sure, okay.
But it takes them back.
Eating the heart of something is like a symbolic thing. Agreed. Though that like
I will agree wasn't with you on
like
that.
We were hungry, so we had like some leg steak.
Yeah, no.
Like it seemed a little different.
No, I agree. But it like that knocks their culture way back to the Stone Age.
I mean, how obvious was that whole Klingon betrayal situation?
Well, that was a little, I have notes on that too.
Yeah.
So you got female Klingon on the board.
Right.
Who was part of the House of Deceivers. She says that real quick.
Missed that also.
She said she was part of like two houses, born of two houses. One was something forgettable, and then there was the House of Deceivers. And she said, my mother told me to carve out my heart and pick one. Instead, I built a bridge between both.
Right. Okay, I do remember that.
Then later on in the episode, she does a little trickery with that other Klingon, like the more powerful king, Kor, Lor.
Yeah.
It was a short name. It was a short Klingon name. Couldn't be Kor, though, because that's an actual...
Red makeup guy.
Yeah, guy with red makeup in his eyes.
Yeah.
Not white Klingon.
Yeah. I'm calling him the albino, the white Klingon.
He kind of is. Well, that's what he is. Yeah. Houseless. Yeah. He's also the big Klingon of no house.
Well, he's also the torch bearer.
He is the torch bearer.
But to me, he's just the albino Klingon.
Yeah. Because,
I mean, clearly that's what he started as, and that's why he's this unique character.
It's so sad, because I was watching other people talk about it. They're like, there's all these great black actors... And like under all this makeup, and of course it's gonna be the white Klingon that's gonna be
in the lead, baby.
I was like, oh,
running shit, but no one likes him. I mean, especially not anymore.
No.
That was my other thing. Like, and they kind of addressed it. Like, they've just been sitting there for six
fucking months, chilling.
No one came and was like, "Hey, you guys need a hand."
Real separated. Then no, it, like shows you how separate the houses are. But like, they started a war, and then they're just like, "Have fun."
Yeah,
we'll be here until somebody gets us a dilithium reactor.
And like, hey, let's fucking knock those bitches out. They've been there for 6 months doing nothing, completely helpless, and like we didn't do anything about that. I guess arguably we didn't know, but
no,
it's just very.
Well, I mean, how the wreck of the Shenzhou is still there. That nobody's been back to the binary star system since.
Which is where my first question about the telescope comes in.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Did, like, when someone was escaping the ship, did they, like, quick, grab the captain's telescope before we get out of here?
Huh.
Right? She clearly looks through that telescope.
Oh, it was in her...
In her quarters.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's... it was all hands manned ship.
Yep.
Right? Did we see the captain actually what
was already dead.
We didn't really see what would happen at the end of that, did we? They never showed us how it ended there. They didn't. It cut to her like court martial.
I'll tell you what. There's Klingon ships in the area. It doesn't seem like it was just like a like, all right, well, I guess we'll just leave now in an orderly fashion type of deal. I mean, the rest of the ship is there.
Yeah, and it's not like they went back and. Like, picked up a bunch of personal effects, but then didn't take the dilithium fucking reactor.
Yeah, and wasn't like, the fucking Klingon, the albino, in the captain's quarters at one point?
Yeah, he was reading, like, the manifest or whatever, I guess.
Yeah. I feel like he even said something about, like, being in the captain's quarters. I feel like there was dialogue, but maybe I'm wrong.
I think it was supposed to be.
Yeah, and it looked pretty, like, undisturbed. Not like they had moved everything out. Like, a moving crew came in after the battle and was like, well, we got to clear out all the captain and shit.
Yeah, the only thing, the only way I can wrap my head around is if they did have, like, some scat, like, some Federation, like, cleanup crew kind of come through. But they wouldn't leave the whole fucking ship there with its drive intact.
Yeah, with all the most valuable shit, but they took the telescope. If you do send a crew to fucking clean out that ship, you're salvaging tactically important shit like fucking phaser arrays and torpedo diagnostic information and fucking...
Let's leave that one up to... Because they did specifically did not show us like the ending fate of that battle to her court-martial. There's a gap there that they will probably reference and go back to.
Well, I had another question for you on the telescope.
Sure.
Which is, when did you realize it was a telescope? Was it perhaps when you saw in the upper left corner of the case the big word,
telescope? Does every box just identify whatever's in it?
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like if you open a guitar case, it says guitar, right? Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. If you open a pool cue case, it says pool cue on the top. Yeah, so you know what you're looking at. Because you're a fucking moron.
Well, that's Starfleet for you.
It was the dumbest thing ever. I was like, as soon as she opened the box, I was like, oh, telescope, a self-labeled box.
T-E-L-E.
In all caps.
I know.
Clearly there for the camera to see in case you, as an audience member, are a complete fucking moron.
I guess you're right. That was a little slap.
Make sure to get the whole spoon in front of your mouth, buddy. Like,
here comes the airplane.
I know what a telescope looks like.
I remember the second episode.
Yeah.
Like, I got it.
If you really thought it was going to be a problem, maybe throw in some dialogue or like a close-up. Don't just slap the word telescope on your prop.
Did you not catch the like camera? Like, did you look away before the camera went over her shoulder to look at the whole telescope?
Be like,
did you just have enough time to look at the corner of the box as the camera was going behind her head? Is that it? Oh, I don't have time to look at the whole scene.
There's many ways you could have done that. It's like
that
if
was
you,
dumb.
If you had, like, when you first saw the ship, if you had written Starship on it. Because, like, are we sure they're going to know this is the Starship? What if we write Starship on it? All right. Well, that makes sense.
To that point, I do like how when she goes... deck, or she said bridge, direct.
Yeah.
Implying that the turbolifts do go in different directions.
Well, they do. They're supposed to. That's the whole point.
Yeah, but they never, like, said it in any other...
There have been episodes where you can see the lights moving sideways.
Really?
In the turbolift. Yep.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
I've definitely seen that.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it was TNG or Voyager, to tell you the truth.
I mean, if I had to put money, I'd say Voyager.
I think it probably was.
Yeah.
But,
you're
yeah, so we talked about the fact that they've been there for 6 months. They've got the symbols on their badges, which I thought was neat. What else did I find interesting?
So I also said, I can't tell if they're doing the Klingons right or wrong yet.
Oh, they're, I mean, wrong. But that's just because we know what Klingons
they're
are,
not the
they're not them.
They're not the Klingons we grew up with, that's for sure.
No, it's all, they're alternate universe Klingons, which means whatever happened had to have happened way long ago to change their culture also.
Exactly.
Whatever event spun this off from the Star Trek galaxy that we know, it had to happen...
millennia ago.
And be such a major event that it changed what not only what the Federation is like, but what the Klingons are like on a deep level, both... physically and culturally. And what the fuck is a black alert?
When they're using super special black ops shit.
They did it again.
Yeah, they did realize. It. They use it with the jump, the spore jump.
So it's just anything where I'm just using like something that I'm not supposed to tell you about. It's
black pretty alert. Much.
Interesting.
Okay. This is black ops. This is a black ops ship.
It feels weird.
It does.
Like black alert. Like, oh, okay. We've never heard that before. It seems kind of vague. I thought a red alert was sufficient. Like, oh, red alert, like
black alert
shit's
is like,
going down.
Don't say anything.
Yeah, I mean, you could say like silent running, maybe.
Yeah, they could have done that,
but that doesn't seem like what it is. But anyway, I just
black alert means like black alert. You might end up warped into a bulkhead. Black alert. We don't know what's gonna happen at the end of this.
I'm not a big fan of the blacks or their alert.
I know.
I gotta tell you.
I know.
It's been an issue with me for a long time now. Now they have their own alert. I don't have my own alert. Where's the white alert? Fucking affirmative action bullshit.
Well, this is the 23rd century.
I'll tell you what, white privilege. Let's talk about black privilege.
Get their own award. It always has to go to race theory, doesn't it?
So what are the odds of warping into a sun?
By the way, I wrote down, that is not an O-type star. I've explored enough Elite Dangerous that O-type stars are blue. Excuse me. That is not an O-type star.
I mean,
that looks like a carbon star, kind of. Okay.
Well,
there's a big note for me. I was like, O-type my ass.
Well, yeah, they also were just
I've warped
like,
almost into a bunch of O-type stars, and they
just
are blue
looked
as
like
fuck.
The sun.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, looks a lot like the sun to me.
They didn't have to say O-type, because O-types, I believe, scientifically, are blue shift.
Space, I don't know if you're aware of this, is a lot of what people would describe as space.
Mm-hmm.
And for you to just happen to jump, like, right into a star, you're the most unlucky son of a
bitch.
I know,
right?
In the galaxy.
Well, you got to imagine that
99.9% of space is empty space.
You got to imagine that that drive has to rely on navigational points, and that it got kind of sucked into a gravity well, essentially. That's my...
I guess...
But they also are trying to go with this, like, blink teleport type thing.
Yeah, it seems like you go anywhere regardless. It's all about these spores, man.
You just said the nav computer got overloaded. That was the explanation.
Yeah, so it got overloaded and threw you directly into a sun.
Yeah, that was just inconvenient.
To be anywhere in the galaxy.
You're right.
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
Suns are relatively small in the grand scheme of things. Like,
what are the chances?
You'd think they would have just ended up in empty space, been like, oh, this is the wrong spot.
Yeah, oops.
Shit.
Let's back that up. Beep,
this
beep.
This blows. All right, but no, they had to jump right into a sun. I thought that was just like a little too much. I was like, oh, really? This didn't work out, and it's also catastrophic? Wow.
That was played up for visuals, of course.
I mean, visuals and obviously action. Dramatic effect, but I mean, I just thought it was a little unrealistic to be like, oh, this is the one thing this is gonna go wrong, and it's gonna go so. It's like if they had is that a black hole?
Yeah.
Like, what are the odds?
Exactly.
Like, are you kidding me? Like,
I said, they have to rely on some sort of waypoint system. So, it maybe got overloaded at one of those waypoints, which was happened to be close to a star.
I don't know that they like waypoint system seems like a.
I mean, they're trying. Like, when you look at like the little. You get a snippet of what they're looking at with this drive. You do get a snippet of like kind of a galaxy map that they're trying to sync up. And then you do see it sync up once they hook the tardigrade up to it. Let's call it a tardigrade. I was like, stop calling it a ripper once she tamed it. Let's stop calling it a ripper. It's not that fucking.
What was it? Tardigrade was the thing that's actually like the bacteria?
Yeah, basically saying it's like a super hyper evolved trans warp water bear.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Which was interesting because I was like, I don't know why it's big. But
terrifying.
Okay.
I don't either.
I just would have accepted the sun thing a little better if they had been like, maybe we got into the right solar system, but like we hit the sun.
That'd be different. Like, I agree with that.
But just like, oh, it's just a random sun that we're just like not happy to be near. I was like, okay.
A dramatic effect. Yeah. That's exactly what that was played up for.
But yeah, the
Ripper.
Ripper.
Tardigrade. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the that guy was like, I know they're not naturally aggressive now. We've figured that out, but still, like now he's like super compliant,
right?
Like now he's like part of the team.
He went from like
they're giving him a uniform,
shredding Klingons and shredding crew members.
Yeah, fucking
to like, oh, I'll go in this chamber, no problem. Thanks for feeding me.
No worries, buddy. Like not even that. Like we can now talk to it. It's just like, oh, tell it where we want to go.
They're working on it. That's the whole point. Like, they're trying to say, like, if we can communicate with it.
It's just ridiculous. Like, really, this is a serious change.
It feels weird. The whole spore jump thing, I'm with you on it. The whole spore jump thing is, like, left field like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
It's just like, what?
I got to tell you.
And we're going organic on it? Like, what?
On the original on the starship it started on, what the horrible name? The USS horrible name, the USS unmemorable. Like, what the fuck was that thing called?
The Shenzhou.
No, not that one. Also a horrible name. But
the Glenn.
The Glenn.
The
USS Glenn.
The Glenn.
Glenn. What were you named after?
John Glenn.
John Glenn.
It's
I guess.
Gotta be John Glenn.
That makes sense.
Then call it the John Glenn.
Yeah, the USS John Glenn.
Right.
The USS Glenn.
It's like the USS Ted.
Yeah. Right. USS Steve. Aboard the USS Steve, they're running a highly sensitive project.
Yeah.
Aboard that ship, it didn't, I don't remember us attacking this thing. Didn't like a Klingon just come out and go, shh.
Yeah, that was.
And then it fucking wrecked him.
Mm-hmm.
So like, it seemed pretty pissed off from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
All it took was for us to understand it. It was just like, oh, all I wanted was to be understood.
Yeah, apparently.
Now I feel much better.
I'll stop chasing you through Jeffrey's tubes. Yeah. Thanks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It just felt a little bit like too convenient. Like, oh, okay.
Yes, I agree. But I did like
the
how
light trick, though, where she was like, light's full. And it was like, I don't like light.
Yeah.
Guess I'll go back in that room. It's a good thing that the lights in that room didn't turn up to full based on that command.
And should be super fucked.
Yeah, that computer is very intuitive.
Yeah.
It knows exactly what you're talking about all the time. Unless you don't specify the temperature of your water, in which case it'll be like, please specify temperature. It's like, you can't read my mood, buddy. You knew which lights I wanted you to turn up.
Earl Grey hot.
Yeah, right. Hot.
Don't make me say it.
Who's the computer voice?
Nobody that I know off the bat, but I want to say it's like a thing. Should probably look that up.
Yeah, probably. Not going to do it.
Not this week.
I liked how they referenced Elon Musk.
Yeah, I thought that was good. But they referenced Zefram Cochrane, so it has to at least to take
no,
place
No, there could
in
be
that.
A Zefram Cochrane in this universe.
That's true.
There's a Sarek.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah. There could be a James T. Kirk, and there could be a Spock, and there can be an Uhura, but she's white.
I guess you're right.
Yeah. You can change whatever you want, man. That's the beauty of mirror
divergent
universes.
Timelines.
Yeah, you can just do whatever you want. Spock's got a goatee. It's fine.
That's a bad one. We don't want to be in that
one. That's all you do. You just change whatever you want, and that's why it's a little bit of a cop-out.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree.
To just throw Star Trek, like, on something that's... But, I mean, it to watch it.
If they're breaking canon so much without an explanation, I will be pissed, too. I will be pissed.
Yeah, I want
if there's
something.
No ultimate, like, oh, by the way, this was spun off because of blah, 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 something happened with this. And
yeah, but how are they going to find out? They're going to have to encounter the mirror universe to really find out.
Oh, that'd be so cool, though.
They'll have to. Else there's no need to explain it. It's just the universe we live in. You and I don't walk around explaining why we're not in a different universe because this is just where we are.
Yeah.
So the only reason they would have to explain that would be if they encountered some sort of something from another universe. So that's... Or it's got to be something that they throw in there that's either so obvious or just like Star Trek nerds will pick up on. Like, they'll be like, oh, well, you know, back when Kronos exploded... Like, everyone would be like, oh, well, no, that's what I'm saying. Back when Kronos exploded, you'd be like, wait, Kronos didn't explode. Oh, that must be the event that's made everything different.
Okay, like, all right, yeah.
You know, back when Earth got split in two.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wait, no.
No, that didn't happen.
That must be what's, yeah. So you'd have to either make it something really obvious or something like, or we're going to have to really work at this. You know what I mean?
They're
going to take some hardcore nerds to figure this out. Tell you people who argue over diagrams of the Enterprise.
I hope that they're not just winging this, that they do have it all plotted out. And as a serialized show, I expect that it is plotted out.
Mm-hmm.
Period. That's my point. Is like, I hope that it will ultimately explain itself. And if it's
the show
it is
will explain itself. I just don't know if they're going to explain why everything's different. I think we might just be in a different universe, and that's just what we're going to do. I don't even know if they're going to tell us about it in the show. Some producer will have to come out and say like, oh yeah, this is a different universe, is my guess. If they're even going to do that. I think we're just supposed to assume. I mean, how could you not?
I don't know. It's not been said one way or the other, though. It's been left ambiguous by publicity on purpose. So I have a feeling we're going to find out.
You mean through the show itself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting. They're going to have to... Then either we need
a crossover...
They're going
to have a lot of legwork, though. There's a lot of work to do.
Yeah, there's going to have to be a crossover to our universe, or there's going to have to be,
big story or...
Something major that is just so glaring, you can't ignore it. And this is the thing that diverged the timelines.
It really makes you wonder.
I mean, they've got a spore drive accidentally crossing over into a different universe. Wouldn't be
that far.
Like, you could write that in pretty easily.
Easily.
Yeah.
That'd be an easy one.
The creature caught a cold, and yeah. or we did it too close to a black hole, yep. or whatever.
We reset the universe.
And, yeah. Yep. And so now, like, oh my God, what is that? And you fucking, I don't know, you splice in Captain Kirk, just like, hey.
They're going to have to do Trials and Tribulations again.
Exactly. That's kind of what I was thinking.
I hope they do. That'd be fucking sweet if they were able to pull that off again.
Is they do the exact same episode. They stick them right in Trials and Tribulations.
With Cisco and everybody there, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They triple would... overlap. Oh, my God. My head.
Yeah, I know, right?
That'd be awesome.
I'd be into it.
They can't do that.
Yeah.
They won't do that, but...
Trials and Tribulations.
Speaking of which, I don't want to ruin it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say anything, but you catch a glimpse of a guest star on the next episode in the teaser.
Nope.
Because you didn't even finish at the progress bar?
Leonard Nimoy?
It's not Leonard Nimoy.
They bringing him back?
No. It's a new actor playing a character from a TOS.
Really?
Yeah. I already know who it is. Because I know, like, I already read the publicity of the actor and everything. So I was like, oh, I know who that is.
Huh. Pike?
No.
I
mean, do you want to watch the teaser real quick?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Okay.
Then we're just... Was it at the end of the last episode? Yeah. On whatever it is we're watching this on?
Sure. Whatever it is we're watching it on.
Which, by the way, is...
CBS All Access?
Designed for Apple, by the way, if you've noticed.
Huh?
It's a Mac-designed program.
Oh, yeah, that is.
Anyway, back to what we weren't talking about, which is the teaser at the end. I must have seen it.
How did you... Yeah, like...
I would have seen it.
Yeah, it was part of the whole...
Yeah,
video length.
Did they show this person?
They show the captain getting captured. You didn't see that part?
I honestly may not remember. Christine's,
you may have turned it off at the credits.
Shaking her head, so yes, she remembers it. Oh yeah, wait, the captain does get captured, and
there's
then...
another human in the cell, and he says, "You should be like me. I'm a survivor."
Oh. I don't know who it was, but I
remember that.
I mean, is it?
Uh huh. It's yeah. Dwight from The Office.
Oh okay.
It's Rainn Wilson.
But you know he's playing a TOS character?
I know
character?
He is. I'm not going to say who he is.
Oh, okay. So it's not something you picked up from the teaser. You went and looked him up.
As soon as I saw who it was, because I had already, he had already announced he was going to be this guy a long time ago.
Okay.
And when I saw him, I was like, well, then I know the character. I'm not going to say shit.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
A survivor.
Mm-hmm.
A survivor.
I think you could put the pieces together if you consider he's a comedic kind of actor.
China?
Kind of get the fuck out of here.
Oh my God, is it Harry Mudd? Oh, no way.
Yep, it's Harry Mudd.
Holy shit.
He announced a long time ago that he's like, I'll be in Star Trek as Harry Mudd.
I'm fucking sick good at this.
Right?
Just saying.
It was pretty easy, but it was like humorous character, survivor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Easy to put together.
Yeah, yeah.
And why he'd be captured by the Klingons, well, we'll find out. Maybe he sold them the cloak technology.
That was my other question.
I thought they were going to address that.
Where the fuck I thought did they were that address come
it.
From?
They said they found this. So this ship is the only ship with cloaking, and it was an ancient ship that was restored by Tecumseh.
Okay, I missed that.
In the first two-parter, Tecumseh explained, like, this ship, like, this fucking ancient relic. I repaired it with my own hands and my family, blah, blah, blah.
That's not the I wrote it down. Was it the beacon of Kalos, the torch of Kalos or something? I thought it, the star of Kalos.
Is that the name of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is the ship the star of Kalos? Is that the thing that got really bright and signaled all the Klingons to come in? They keep talking about this star of Kalos, and I assumed what it was the beacon that, remember when it got really bright and that's when all the other Klingons showed up?
Yeah.
So is that the ship itself?
I don't know, because it was cloaked. I still don't know. I can't tell if...
It can't be. It's a separate thing. I remember, because the ship that was cloaked had a more traditional Klingon with the long neck.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't the beacon. The beacon was something else. The beacon when she was walking across it and stuff.
What we thought last week was like a funerary type of thing. Like it was like some sort of burial beacon, right?
Yeah, I guess.
That's what I thought it was.
But I think the bodies that they keep talking about are actually on the ship and
they
not
are.
The beacon. Yeah,
they
okay.
Are. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, man. I'm a little confused as to what that's all. That's about what the Star of Kalos is and why it's there and why it's being used as this beacon and where then I guess this ship came from.
But again, no, this
why it has a cloaking
so the
device.
Ship came from, I guess, Kronos. Kronos, you'd assume.
you would think it's a Klingon ship. I mean, it looks like
and
a
it was
Klingon
ship. Like so he during his like I'm the Messiah speech, mm-hmm. T'Kunva says like, you know, this relic ship was in my family, you know, my family that got knocked around and I was going to restore it and I have restored it and da 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 da. So basically it's like this was his house's ship. An ancient ship, a relic ship, a crashed ship that they were able to rebuild. Now, did it have the cloaking technology to begin with or not? We don't know. I'm curious about that.
Well, if it didn't, it had to come from somewhere. I don't think T'Kuvma invented it.
No.
So, I mean, I think we have to assume that...
Either it's... the trip we know in prime timeline, that they bought or stole the cloaking technology from the Romulans? Or
Yeah, I think...
I think it was a deal.
Yeah, I think it was a deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in this one, who knows?
I mean, the Romulans, I guess, invented it.
Correct.
We haven't even heard of the Romulans.
They don't even enter into this. I'd be surprised if they even get mentioned in this entire series.
Yeah?
Completely.
Probably not.
I mean, they're always in the shadows. They were always in the shadows, even in TOS.
Yeah, but this is an alternate universe, bro.
No, I agree, but I'd be surprised. I just don't think they're going
to... part of the Federation.
Wow, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I know, right?
That'd be interesting. But I just don't think that, because they made such a big deal about the Klingons, I don't think they're gonna even mention the fucking Romulans at this point.
Yeah, I mean, well, certainly not right now.
No.
Certainly not for the first season
or
so.
Correct.
It's going to be, I mean, you've got enough going on.
This is the Klingon
War. I'm already confused.
This is the Klingon War.
Yeah.
It is confusing.
So you know in the, when they're playing that distress signal from the planet that's getting attacked by the Klingons?
Mm-hmm.
Right before they throw out their trash and blow up the Klingons with it or whatever.
Right? That's just to eject our fucking explosive garbage.
There's, like, obviously, like, a kid, like, crying in that, like, transmission. Like just
yeah.
Like,
I know,
wait,
mommy,
where's my mommy?
I know.
It took me right out of the show. I was like, come on, guys. Are we really, this is just going to be that obvious? Like, oh, okay. This is.
That's what I mean, like. All right, way to be, like, emotionally manipulative, not only with this crew, but with the audience.
Yeah, I was like, this is almost too... Was it pathos and bathos? It's like, one is, like, too much.
Yeah,
I'm not
exactly
sure which it is. I don't remember.
I don't either.
But it's like, one is just like, all right, you've overdone it. Mm-hmm. Like, that was that. I was
was.
You threw the crying kid in?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, it was just...
I agree.
It took me right out of the show.
A bit ham-fisted, one would say.
Ham-fisted, yes. A mm-hmm. little bit too hammy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of this show is a bit hammy.
Yeah.
A lot of this show is real hammy, but Star Trek is traditionally hammy.
Yeah, that's true.
Come on.
Yeah, no, for real. It's... The more stuff that they do like this, though, I do feel like it cheapens the universe a little bit. When mm-hmm. you just, like... throw in a bunch of stuff that's not Star Trek and be like, oh, it's Star Trek. We did a different thing with it.
Like, yeah.
Okay. I mean, TNG was like, it was new Star Trek, but it was like after the old Star Trek.
And plenty of time to explain any differences that they ran into, which...
Bingo.
Which there were never any glaring canon holes as there are in this.
And it's not like you don't have plenty to work with. You've got an infinite timeline of infinity. Okay, so we're doing the next one in 2450.
I just don't know why they couldn't.
2550.
Post-TNG, post-Voyager. Just don't know why they
That's
couldn't.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you why just go, you can go another 100 years down the line. You could go, I mean, you could go right after. You could do what's happening.
Like, Voyager got back, we discovered transwarp.
And
then
we're going
started
back
a
to the
new
Gamma
war.
Quadrant.
Yeah, like could have been something exactly discovering of a whole new sector in the prime timeline. Why couldn't we just
fucking you
continuity
could,
for fuck's sake?
You could be Federation ships going to a new galaxy entirely.
I just ask for some continuity and not for us to sit here and try to figure out how it's
patch
somehow
it together
exactly
in our own brains.
Isn't is this what they want though?
Can.
Is this what they want?
Maybe it is.
Is that they're like we want Star Trek nerds to be sitting there in their basements bickering about this? Because if that's the case, they've won.
Oh yeah, well this is what they're getting.
This
so
is what
I
they
hope
want.
This is what they wanted.
This is what they want. This is what they're getting.
Hey, I made a note to ask you. Does the albino have like a fucked up eye or something?
I noticed that too.
He's
I couldn't
like
tell if it was the
eye
makeup
or, like a lazy
or if it was
eye or something.
Yeah, like oh, Offset.
Well, I'm not necessarily sure if it's the actor. It might be a makeup or the or whatever. But he seemed to have like an off, like a lopsided eye in that like one scene where he's talking to the red paint guy.
Mm-hmm. I noticed it when they were on the when they were taking the drive out. I was like, whoa, bro.
Yeah.
Whoa, bro.
Yeah.
Somebody fix that?
Maybe it was a makeup thing.
I'm hoping it's just a makeup
thing. Could have been just like
the mask was on funky that day.
Yeah, you know I mean? Maybe. Yeah, but I specifically
I definitely
like,
noticed that too, though. Totally
okay, good.
Noticed
it wasn't
that
just
too.
Me. Sweet. Yeah, the...
Oh, by the way, my favorite line.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we uncouple? What are we, in a James Bond movie?
When did they say that?
When they were both like taking out the drive and like kind of... They were giving each other... as romantic-y, Klingon-y looks as they could each other. And
yes.
Then at the end of it, she's like, shall we uncouple? I'm like, oh, come on.
What? I didn't even notice.
This is fucking James Bond, Roger
Dude,
Moore.
Dude, you know me in subtitles.
I know you in subtitles.
I'm not getting
That's why you're not
subtext.
Getting into the Klingon shit.
No, I'm not. Because I'm watching the scene. I don't want to fucking read.
I wish they just do like the fucking, I'm not taking credit for this, another podcast said this, why don't they just do like the Hunt for Red October thing where you like zoom in on the mouse, zoom in
the
out.
Transition? Yeah, I thought about that.
Why not?
You could totally do it.
No, they really want to hammer
for
in this
authenticity
new Klingonese dialogue.
Yeah,
Maybe this is Klingonese, not Klingon, by the way.
Oh yeah, well it's Klingon-y. I don't think there's an S
right.
in
it. It is Klingon-y.
Klingon-y. Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, it's... different universe, doesn't matter.
I guess.
Throw all your theories out the window, Brandon. This is a different universe. Go fuck everything you know about Star Trek. That's the annoying thing too, because like every time you're like, well, you know, and like part of being a Star Trek fan is that you know things about Star Trek. So it's like you can't go faster than warp 9, but like or you can't go warp 10 or whatever the fuck it is. But like it's a different universe. I could reinvent whatever the fuck I want. So you could just throw in whatever, like, oh, we do warp 10 in this universe because, like, we figured out a thing. Like, at some point, you're just rewriting so much shit that you're just slapping it together and being like the difference between Klingon and Klingon-y or whatever.
Yeah, like, why would they care about a detail like that at this point?
Well, they don't have to. They just write it out. They're just like, oh, that's not even a concern because they only speak one language and it's the language that you're seeing right now. And we don't even have to name it because this is just the thing that they're doing because they're Klingons.
You're right.
I like their armor, by the way. It reminds me of...
One of my notes was digging their spacesuits. Like, that was badass. Like, and I like that organic look. I do like the armor. I do.
The spacesuits are... The whole space walk in the beginning and the spacesuits thing is just a little un-Star Trek-y for me always.
But you knew since First Contact that they always wanted to have more space... Like,
oh, for sure.
EVA shit. You know they've always
wanted... Well, it's expensive.
Or
it used to be expensive.
Technically, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Now it's not as expensive to do it and pull it off and make it look believable. And I think it looks pretty good. I mean, but there's a little bit too much of it. And like you said in the first one, where they sent her by herself. Like, why would you do that? That's not protocol. That's protocol. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Oh, we'll just send somebody with no backup plan by themselves to...
send the captain on every away mission, though. So.
Yeah, but, I mean...
Protocol is not exactly...
That was Captain Kirk. I guarantee you that wasn't protocol. That's just Captain Kirk doing what he wanted.
That's because they didn't have a Riker.
Exactly. You can't send Spock alone.
No.
Oh, fuck
Too logical.
Up. Yeah.
But no, I'm digging their spacesuits, digging their armor. I like their look. If they just... I almost, like, I love this show... If it weren't, I'd love it more if it weren't Star Trek.
Well, here's the thing. Again, I don't think I'd watch it if it weren't Star Trek.
I agree with you on that.
Show.
I agree with you on that. It would be a tougher pull for a lot of people.
The look of a lot of things is good. I like the phasers in space.
Uh-huh.
And like, it's almost a cheaper effect. You know, as special effects go, it's like a little like pew.
Yeah, instead of like a
instead of
a beam. Yeah, exactly.
You're like we're doing like a concentrated laser beam and shit. It's like almost like a laser tag. Like
And
I like it, and
the action is good.
Oh yeah,
I will say that, like the action is really good.
I'm still not a big fan of the Klingon design though. They still look just like too much like orcs.
I guess.
Which is the over-exaggerated, like, facial features and just...
I'm
like,
buying
big
it.
Brows, big noses.
I mean it.
Yeah.
I'm digging in big spoonfuls. I like it.
It's not doing it for me, but...
I'm willing to eat it. I'm willing to enjoy it. And I'm willing to ingest it as much as I can.
How dumb is that albino guy? I cannot...
He's fucking up.
...believe how easily he let that dude just come in and commandeer his ship.
I would have been like, hey, check out my bat left.
Also...
Shrink.
how dumb is that guy who was like, all right, female Klingon who's clearly friends with this dude, I'll listen to your advice.
Your word.
I was like, oh my God, Klingons.
Lady from the House of Deceivers.
They're all so fucking stupid.
They kind of seem to be.
I guess maybe that'll be their downfall.
Well, damn well better be.
They've got to have a, what is it, a tragic flaw.
Well, yeah.
They're all into this shit, but they just can't get their shit together. They're just too easily fooled.
Apparently.
They're like, we love war. What's that over there? Huh?
I don't know, man.
And that's how we beat them. I mean, did you want to cover anything else? We've covered a lot. I mean, I have a whole set of additional notes here.
Really?
I mean, I actually had a thing here about sound effects being on point. They've got the guy opens the communicator and does like the thing. I was like that's
totally
solid.
On point.
Yeah,
100%
loved it.
Dig it. Like starting as it's going, I'm starting to like the engineer guy more. Anthony Rapp's character.
Me too.
I like Tilly from the first episode. As dumb as she is, I like her.
Oh yeah,
She's a good foil for Michael.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the point. She's the counterpoint to Michael, and I like that. She's like this over. What's the word I'm looking for? Almost like autistic, but not really.
Oh yeah, no social skills.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah, just says whatever's on her mind.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, absolutely. She's totally on the spectrum.
Is that what she's supposed to represent?
Oh, I have no idea.
I mean, she talks about like her therapist and stuff.
Oh yeah. Well, I think she's supposed to be like.
Ambitious, but
she's a neurotic Star Trek fan, dude.
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
She's like the person who watches this show who lives in Star Trek.
True.
You know, that specific class of people who like I was saying before, the people who like argue about diagrams of the Enterprise. Like how could they have gotten
from
subsector C Junction J
to
Junction Q on level 45.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's impossible. Not in that time frame.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's those people. That's who she is.
Okay. I like her even more now.
Oh yeah, I think she's a great character.
But I think she's like I don't know. At first, like I thought you were supposed to not like her, but she grows up.
No, I think she's supposed
to be like really likable. Yeah.
Yeah, she's awkwardly likable,
but she believes in Michael, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like gives Michael hope. You know what I mean? Or at least gives her that little extra push. How do we feel about Michael, by the way? In general,
she's as close as we're going to get to a Vulcan, I guess.
Man, yeah, until Sarek long distance collect
calls her.
Chaka calls her again.
Yeah, exactly. She's cool. I mean, I like her.
She might be as close. Yeah, the closest Vulcan we'll get, period.
What's not to like?
I mean, I don't know. She's a good lead. It's interesting that we're focusing on, you know, a lower, completely rankless now crew member than
Well, it's interesting that we're focusing on a crew member because, I mean, TOS was, I mean... William Shatner was the star of that show,
yeah.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it was really about Kirk, Spock, and McCoy, that trio.
True.
And then TNG really didn't have that.
No.
It was about the crew.
The ensemble. It was about the crew.
And a lot of it involved the captain, because he's the captain, obviously. Mm-hmm. You could make an argument that the captain is always the star of the show.
Crew, essentially.
But, there were episodes where you didn't see much of the captain. There were episodes where Data was definitely the primary character.
Correct.
There were plenty of them. I mean, you could say the same thing about Geordi or Riker or anybody. I mean, and same thing with DS9. Even
DS9
more so
went
with
even
DS9.
Way, yeah, even...
Yeah, there were whole episodes just about holodeck characters.
Yeah.
And just about Odo and Kira and their relationship
like
and shit like that.
Shit like that, yeah.
Whole episodes you didn't even see Sisko.
Mm-hmm.
And Voyager, I mean, sucked, so who cares?
Thanks. I didn't want to say it.
No, but I mean, same thing.
It was that time where... Janeway and Paris turned into lizards, and that.
Even Enterprise, which was more of a Scott Bakula, you know, thing.
Yeah, that focused
there
on
there were certainly
Trip
episodes, exactly, Trip and Malcolm, or Trip and T'Pol.
Exactly.
Or T'Pol's going to tell a story about your ancestors getting stuck on Earth, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So it's very unusual to have a Star Trek show.
Owned in... We're following this person.
But you've also got, which is interesting,
there are
the dual storylines. Because you've got the Michael thing, but you've also got the whole Klingon thing, which is focused on the albino. So, I mean,
it is dual storylines. You're right.
You've got this secondary storyline where there is also a centralized character. So it's
it's
interesting. I'm not sure.
It's a departure from what we know normally. I mean,
and you've got a quote unquote villain. Like, that's the thing, too, you haven't had in a lot of Star Trek. There's never been, like, you could say Q, maybe.
Let's list them off, and they've been all pretty watered down until we get to Dukat. We got...
Yeah.
We've got, let's see, who in the original series? The Klingons, sort of. Cold War. Romulans. Cold War. Not really a villain. There was no central villain.
Oh, I'm saying you've got a villain with a face, is what I'm saying.
Even that, yes.
Like, other than, you're right, Dukat.
Yeah, until you get to, like, Dukat... You had no villain with a face and a
Dukat's
name.
The only named faced villain.
True. He still is.
Who else do you have?
Villain.
There's nobody in Voyager. No consistent. The Borg. The Borg Queen, I suppose.
Barely say the Borg Queen, and that was only because they needed to put a face on it. First contact, anyway.
There was nobody in TNG. Maybe Q, but Q wasn't really like a villain, and it wasn't like a central. Like, he never had it.
He was the puck. He was just the prankster. He was.
And nobody in TOS at all, for sure.
No.
I mean,
and it's interesting that it's we're
getting so much of
that
person
side of it too.
Yeah, that opinion on things, that different outlook. So I mean, at the end, can we just stop watching now and realize that at the end they're going to be at peace because that the albino guy is going to meet fucking Michael and they're going to hash it out and be like, we should be friends.
Like, oh, we were both disgraced. We're not so different,
right?
you and I.
Look at us.
Oh, we're on the...
And if we can get along...
Is this the planet Kittimer? That's weird. Let's just sign this thing. Oh, weird.
If we can see eye to eye, well, maybe there's hope for the Federation
exactly.
and the Klingons yet.
Do you think that's going to happen?
I think that's going to be the end.
I'm not going to bet against that because I think you're right. That's totally going to be it.
Yeah.
He already knows her. Like, he already has her kind of in his sights because he was looking at the manifest of the captain and the first officer, and he saw him break it in half. And
right.
Yeah, he knows her at least because he also knows that those were the two women who came aboard their ship and murdered his messiah. So yeah,
I still can't believe they ate her body.
That is a little fucked up. When they said that, I was like, whoa.
And cause if they had said like, oh, and we ate her heart,
yes.
I would have been like, ooh, like some crazy warrior shit.
They were just like, no, it's been 6 months, we were hungry.
Yeah, they were like, we needed a snack, and we don't have
rations.
So we just ate her. Whatevs.
Yeah, they're okay with that, I guess.
But yeah, anything else? I mean, what did you have notes-wise that we haven't got? I mean, we talked about the Star of Kaelas and how weird that is.
Oh, just a technical point. When they do their jump drive thing, the spinning outer ring, what did you think of that? Like, it...
Weird. I don't know why it's... Is that necessary?
No. What's absolutely not necessary. Is it cool looking? I think it's cool looking.
I guess. There's like no precedent for it.
It makes it more of like a particle accelerator type of effect instead of...
I guess.
Using the warp drive, which they actually haven't used.
Why do they need a particle accelerator of any kind? They've got spores, bro.
You know what I mean.
I thought it was just run by the fucking monster and a bunch of a harness and a nipple clamp.
That's really all it looked like. Didn't it look like that? Just got to tweak its nipples and we'll get to the right destination.
Yeah. Just a little more counterclockwise.
And it's like, ooh.
Yeah.
I don't get that. I don't get that. That one's weird. And of course that's going to be like a dead end, because you see the creature like not want the spores after that. You're like, of course.
But I don't know when, because this seems to be like the central focus of what we're doing.
It seems to be the
like
central
this
focus
is the
of
advantage
shit.
That like we have at this point over the Klingons. Like, this is what we're using to defend ourselves. Hey, I did want to mention something. So at the end, basically, the Klingon chick, is like, we should exile the albino, and the guy's like, yes.
Oh, yes. I have a note
about
that,
too.
That's
a way better idea than killing him. And then she just goes there,
mm-hmm.
so
she just bounces. She did. She said she stole a raider. Like,
exactly. Excuse me?
I don't know.
Is that easy?
Apparently.
Stole a raider?
Apparently.
There were only 24 ships at that battle for the 24 houses.
Raider, I think, were like the fighters. Like, you saw, I think those were raiders that were attacking that base. They're like the fighters.
Okay, so how big are they?
Big enough for her to get off of the ship, but I guess...
Big enough for at least the two of them.
But does it have warp? Does it...
Well, it has to, or else it's useless. So It's a warp capable ship. It seems. I mean, I didn't take it to be a small ship. She just stole it.
Yeah.
It's you can operate that with a crew of one, I guess.
Like I said, it seems to be like a fighter.
I don't know. It just seemed weird to me. She said it so casually. It was such an easy plot, like device. She's like, oh, hey, I stole a raider. Oh, okay. Well, that's convenient, because if you didn't, we'd have nowhere to go with this.
I really would have been fucked. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Is fucking, do you have any more ghosts in that machine that you could fucking bust out? Like,
well, let's talk about the matriarchs and what the hell that's all going to be.
Oh, yeah.
What's that all going to be about? I'm excited to see, but what that, where she's like, you're going to have to sacrifice everything, but you'll have powers beyond powers. Sight beyond sight. Thundercats.
Ho!
I don't know what that's all about, but it's intriguing. It was a good cliffhanger. Got me like going, okay, I'm curious about that. I'll stick around. Maybe that has some tie-in.
I didn't even really think about it, to be honest with you.
That was interesting. I like that.
Because, again, there doesn't seem to be any precedent in Star Trek for a matriarchy that's going to give him special powers.
Apparently there is.
If he gets special powers, I'm going to be pissed.
Well, yeah.
If they're like, oh, now we've given you whatever.
Maybe they're going to show him like
some mystic thing.
Maybe they're going to show him like the original, like this is how it could have been.
Oh.
That's
okay. That would do it. And there's crossover episode.
I'm waiting for that reveal. So every little droplet of like little mystery, I'm like, is that going to be the reveal? Mm-hmm. Is this going to be the reveal? Is that going to be the reveal? So I'm waiting for it. Because they're definitely going to have to.
That'd be a good way to do it.
Slap us in the face with it. Like,
that way you don't have to have like a physical thing happen. Like, oh, is that the Enterprise? Like, you could just be like, oh, like I had
you could
a vision
just be like,
of the way the galaxy could have been.
Let's see. Think of any sort of thing that they like jettisoned out, like a piece of trash from the Enterprise D got sucked into a black hole, fucked up some sort of timeline, and like this is how it could be anything.
It could be. It just makes it really difficult to address it without some sort of crossover event. And I feel like a crossover event would almost be cheesy. But I kind of like that. The matriarchy thing giving him a vision.
Exactly.
I like that. I like that idea. I could work with that.
Every droplet of like mystery, like reveal, I'm like, that's going to be it. That's going to be it. That's going to be it. I'm not going to get my it until the end of the season, am I? If even that.
No, not even. This is one of those shows that it's just going to continuously leave you on a cliffhanger. That's the whole point. That's why you keep tuning in.
Serialization, yeah.
Come on, man.
I know. A sucker for it.
Mm-hmm. It's weird, too, because everything else that comes out is just like, you just binge stuff now. And now it's like, oh, I guess I got to watch, like, wait for like a new season every week or so. When's it on, anyway? It's Sundays?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we watched episode 4 the, was it Saturday night, maybe?
Mm.
And I totally forgot about episode 5 until this morning when I got up. I was like, oh, I got to text Brandon.
I'm glad we did that.
Make sure he doesn't watch that.
Yeah.
Thinking that you would have watched both. Of course, you hadn't watched either.
No. Good timing.
Right, right. So I'm glad I could remind you to watch one of them, I guess, is the end result. But, I mean, I'm pretty much, I don't know if
I'm glad we covered it with notes, though.
Oh.
What?
I had one more note. One more thing I wanted to mention.
Go ahead.
Starfleet pillowcases?
What?
When she was lying on her bed.
Oh, it's like a branded. Yeah.
Yeah.
It says Starfleet on it.
Starfleet.
Yeah. Just you get them at like IKEA.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Bed Bath & Beyond, you've never gotten the Starfleet
side? I just didn't see. Again, a weirdly placed label. Telescope. They're just like, do you think they remember that she's in Starfleet? We should put Starfleet on the pillowcase. I didn't see Starfleet on the sheets. I didn't see it. On the napkins, I didn't see
it's
it on the
branding
cookware.
Than a fucking hotel,
I didn't right exactly. That's what I felt like. I was like, ooh, like the fucking Westin.
Exactly, like, the W. Like, you know, that's not even embroidered on their fucking pillowcase.
Yeah, like welcome to Starfleet. We hope you've enjoyed your stay.
That's a good point.
Fresh linen service. I was like, what is that?
It's like branded, like fuck.
It was just really, really weird. Another thing that just took me right out of it, where I was like, is that a Starfleet pillowcase?
It is.
Listen, I've been on many starships in my day, many Federation ships and Federation space stations. I have yet to see Starfleet pajamas. All right, it just seemed way out of place.
It did.
Like,
that's a good. It's like almost like, it's like, are we broadcasting this to a barely literate audience?
Apparently, it's like a show that they just slapped Starfleet on.
It's looking like that.
You know when they make like a Star Wars game, and it's just like, it's the same thing. They just slap Star Wars on it.
Yeah.
Like this is just your average.
Because it's Star Wars.
Yeah. This is like a fighter game, but they made them Star Wars characters. It's not a Star Wars game. It's like they threw a Star Wars skin on that bitch. Like at times when they do something like that and it pops me out of the show, that's when I go, oh, this is a sci-fi show with Star Trek stapled onto it.
Yeah.
Where they were like, we'll just staple some Starfleet shit there to remind them that this is Star Trek. And by the way, this is a telescope.
I can't believe that. That was a little...
Out of anything in the episode, that drove me nuts. I was like, oh, a telescope.
You didn't even listen to her speech, did you?
Because no.
I put a note, that was a good send-off for Michelle Yeoh's character.
Yes, it was, but it was all before she betrayed the captain anyway, so it's all meaningless.
Yeah.
She was like, you're like a daughter to me, and I want you to have this.
And you're probably a captain now.
Right, yeah. You're excellent, and you couldn't have ever betrayed me. And it's like, oh.
So it's kind of meaningless.
Oh, right. It's entirely... It takes the wind out of the whole speech, because it's all bullshit.
Well, that's how Michael feels.
No, yeah.
Michael feels like shit.
Well, she should.
She kind of should. I got to agree with you. She kind of should. It's has nothing to do with it. But for what she did, she should feel like shit.
She was trying to help. The only mistake she made
was knocking out her
sucking at the nerve pinch.
Yeah, that's really what it was.
The only mistake she made.
Yeah, that was the only mistake.
I don't know how to do a nerve pinch.
Guess she just got a B+ in karate. In Vulcan karate.
Yeah, right. Vulcan self-defense.
Exactly.
Vulcan hand-to-hand.
Needed an A+ for that one.
All right. Well, that was pretty much the episode.
That was.
Are we doing episode 5 next week? Is that?
I think so.
We'll do, let's say definitely 5, maybe 5 and 6 if we manage to squeeze them in.
I almost feel like going home and watching 5 right now just to see where it goes.
Okay. I mean.
But I'm going to, 5 definitely.
I'm not going to set your schedule for it. You feel free.
Well, if anything, I'll watch it twice. Watch once to watch, then second time for notes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just on the ball today, able to. I was pausing it, typing it up, pause, you know.
Oh, you really got into it, huh?
Yeah.
I just basically sat here with a notebook, and whenever something was funny or odd to me, I was just like, meh.
Well, thankfully, I don't have anybody watching with me who would get infuriated if I kept pausing it.
So. Ah, I do.
Yeah. If I were watching it with somebody and they were pausing it, I'd want to stab them.
Yeah.
The worst film class I had was the one where the
I know
lady
how you feel.
Would just pause the movie every 10 minutes to tell us a point.
Yeah.
And it's like, you just made a 2-hour movie into four classes. Thanks.
Bitches, man. I'm telling you.
What?
Hmm?
No.
Well, in that case, I guess we'll...
Let's pick this up episode 5.
We'll see you folks next week. I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon. And nobody asked for this.
Nobody asked for this.
Nobody asked for this.